Okay, Rabbeisai, we start a new halacha today. Gemara in Brachos Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Everybody knows the Gemara. Daf Yomi just said it recently, so I'm sure the Oilim is holding with it because the Oilim told me this Daf Yomi shit. So the Maisa, everybody knows the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says there was a Maisa with a certain person who was davening behind Rav. And he was davening behind Rav, and Rav finished his davening. And the Gemara says over there that he wasn't mafsik between him and the person behind him, right? No, we're not going to go too much into detail about these halachas and where it comes from in the Gemara's, whatever, huh? We're going to explain. Says the Gemara, this is the Ikkar line. Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Osa La'alva Keneged HaMispalel. There's an Issa Gomor for a person to pass. We're going to understand what that means, to lava, to pass somebody who is davening. And we have to explain this halacha because I see this halacha seems to be a very, very uncommon halacha that people know too much about. They know sometimes a little bit about. They don't know all the colors. They don't know all the chumras. So Beis Hashem, we want to try to speak about this inyan because I think it's a very, very choshev inyan, and we'll see why in a minute. Now, there's three reasons why it's a problem. In other words, why is it also to pass in front of somebody who is davening, and we'll see what means davening. Davening means Shemayin Eser. We'll see Krishma. We'll see other inyanim. The Magen Avraham, which the Mishnah Berurah brings down also in Sikot and Tesvav and Siman Kuf Beis, the Ketzer Shulchan also, Reb Chaim Noah brings this down, Halacha, that the reason why, the reasons by the way over here are very important, because according to the reasons we're going to paskin a lot of different shalis, the Gabbai Kehanim is Negeah, the Gabbai people with the talis over their heads, Negeah, we'll see Beis Hashem. The Magen Avraham's reason is very poshut, because if you go in front of him, you pass in front of him, you're Mevatel his Kavona. That's the Magen Avraham. There's another reason brought down in Chaya Odom, also the Mishnah Berurah brings this down, is your mafsik bein hamispalel l'shchina. There's a shchina in front of a person davening Shemoneh Esra. And when you going in front of him, you're being mafsik, him davening and the shchina. And the last one, the Buchacha, the HL Avraham brings down. The other reason is, push it, you shouldn't push him. You might mistake him in front of him, you might want to push again, whatever it is, and obviously it'll destroy his entire Shemoneh Esra. So the main two reasons that we have are, number one is Mavatl is Kavona. Again, we're going to see Kaman Afkaminis. And number two, the reason is very simple, because there's a Shkina and you'll be Mavatl, you'll be Mastik the Shkina. Now, before we start the actual halacha, who does it apply to? It applies, says the Poskim, it applies to men and women. Very negair. If you're in a bus, or you're in an aeroplane, and there's a woman davening Shemoneh Esra, you can't be Mastik. You can't get in front. Who are din zug the poiskim? Zug the poiskim is now and again. It applies to children. I always have the suffix. Sometimes you have little kids over there. You know, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old kids. And David Shemoneh Esra. And he's right behind you. La locha zug the poiskim is now. And once he's reached the age of chinuch, which is maybe 6, 7, maybe 8, whatever it is, it's about the osa. It's got a din like a human being. It's got a din like an adult. But mela, it's about the osa to be mafsik in between him and the shchina. Now, how about a choyla? How about if behind you, you have a fellow in a wheelchair? And this fellow is davening Shemoneh Esra. He's sitting down in his wheelchair, and he's davening Shemoneh Esra. So Zubub Chaim Kanievsky, Lemaisa, it's the same thing. He's sitting down. It's got a din like he's standing, and therefore it's about also to be mafsik between him and that. Now, here's often, I had this problem all the time. You look back, when you want to take 3 steps back, at the guy behind you. And I have this problem very often, I have to say, and you're not sure if he's davening Shemoneh Esra or not. Right, it's an interesting case. In other words, it's a very interesting type of davening that he's doing. He's looking around, and you're thinking, he's finished. Then all of a sudden he starts mumbling a few words, then he looks around again, and you're thinking, I don't understand, is he having Shemoneh Esra? Is he not? Can I take two? I don't know what to do. In other words, you have a person that's not having a serious kavon and is davening, not negated to anybody here, that's why you people are giving me strange looks. The Maisa, if somebody's not having kavona, and one of the reasons is what? You're being mavatel as kavona. Well, the guy's anyway not having kavona. So my nephew, if I'm going behind him to ruin his kavona. So the Maisa of Chaim Kanievsky Tainis is still also. Because at the end of the day, we've got the other reason. What's the other reason? Shchina. Shchina's still there. Whether you're davening kavona or not, the Maisa, the Shchina is there. Now, Shlomo Zalman says, the Mokum Tsoyu Godel, it could be that a person can be Meikum. Now, let me go back to. What are we discussing over here? In other words, when is it awesome to walk in front of somebody? So number one, double poshut, as they pass from the Shulchan Aruch, the Siman Kuf Beis, Chidalet, Sifei Eveden, the Gemara, the Chav Zayin is talking about this, is the Maisa Shemoneh Esra. Shemoneh Esra is what we're discussing. If a person behind you does Shemoneh Esra, that's Avada, this Halacha is exactly going on that. Zugde El Yerabah, and the Mishnah Berurah, it applies even by Kriya Shema. If, for example, by Ma'ariv, you walk in late to Ma'ariv, right? By Shachas, it's probably most not Nageya. But you walk in late to Ma'ariv, and you walk inside, there's a guy standing right, sitting right by the door, and he's saying Kriyishma. If he made many poskim, the Aruch HaShulchan Oskar passed in this way, what? Man of Kamina, we said already from before Rom HaChayla. You're being mafsik, it's not even standing. You're being mafsik him, either his Kabana or the Shekhinah.
You're also not allowed to, because he's standing.
Right. No, that's not being standing. It's a din, and you're being mafsik him in the Shekhinah. Man of Kamina, if you're standing, it's something maybe Rabbi said. People don't know this. If there's someone walking in the base medrash, and you want to walk inside, and someone's done in Kriyishma, you've got yourself a problem. Now, a lot of people can say it's only the first posuk of Kriyishma. Not the entire Kriya Shema, just the first Shema Yisrael, which would make a tremendous nafkamina. How about Kaddish? You walk in, or you want to walk out, Chas v'Shalom, late, or early you want to walk out, and davening, and the guy's saying Kaddish, you're allowed to walk in front of him, so the Maisa, the Bruki Yosef, put down Shari Tshuva, and Ruchai Kenevsky, Paskin, that it's Halacha L'Maisa, it's Avadim, it's Asa. And the Huadin is again, the Tantayin, it's the same Din as Shmoneh Esrei. Now, we're discussing right now the halacha being past somebody, but it applies also to sit in front of somebody at Davening Shmoneh Esrei. Either if you want to sit, or you want to wave to your friend on the other side of the shul. No. But, Mr. Lecture, we will get to all the halachas. Lama gain baita. Okay, so let's start with like this. Be'etzem, the Beis Yosef in Kobeis Hivhei brings a Maria Bua. Everybody knows it from Tzfas, the shul over there. Who's medayik from the Gemara Poshet that if you finish davening and someone behind you is davening Shmoneh Esrei, it's a vader in Issa. Again, Rabbi Issa, like yesterday. We're not dealing with chumras and hidurim. We'll discuss later, so next week, like Dalet Minim, all the different hidurim and chumras people can have. We're dealing over here with Issurim Gemurim. It's an Issa Gomel. So the Meila Zug the Beis Yosef, and Abad is also to take 3 steps back if you're going to come as somebody else's Dalet Amos. And we'll explain, ask Mr. Fletcher exactly what means Dalet Amos. The front, behind, the front. We'll get to all that halachas in a minute. Have a nice picture over here for the Olim also. And that's very paskin the halacha lemaisa in simical basic. Hey, that if somebody behind you doesn't shmoneh esrei, you can't be mafsik. Now, how about also very negaya? You look behind you, and the guy's finished his entire shmoneh esrei, but he's saying tachanunim. In other words, at the end, like a lot of people do, before the kainet tzar, after yiratzin, is they say personal request to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. I want to finish my learning, and I want this, and I want that, whatever it may be. So how about the person, he definitely finished my Nesra. No, because he's still in the middle of supplications, tachanunim. So in that situation, a lot of poskim, the Aruch HaShulchan says, is a mekel. He's better than finished Shmoneh Esrei. The Eishet Avon, the Butchacha also says you can be Mekel because he's finished Shmoneh Esrei. However, the Mishnah Berurah is Psak LaHalacha. And this Ubchai Noam says to Shulchan and Rishonim Zalman Paskin that if he's not taken 3 steps back and he's not finished Shmoneh Esrei, the Issa still applies. Aye, he's only saying personal requests, so what, he's not taking 3 steps back. And this is leads up to the next question. You'll often get this in a yeshiva or any big base medrash. You'll look behind you. The guy behind you has finished Shmoneh Esrei. He's finished, he's waiting. So why hasn't he taken his 3 steps back? Because the guy behind him hasn't finished Shmoneh Esrei. Are you mechuyev to wait for the guy behind, like in other words, he's finished. He better will take 3 steps back. The only reason he hasn't is because the guy behind him, what's the halacha in that situation? Right? So the ma'aseh of the Mishnah Berurah's lashon is, because man, the guy behind you hasn't taken 3 steps back. Oh, if he didn't take 3 steps back, so then you've got yourself a problem for the Mishnah Berurah because he never took 3 steps back. Now there are some poskim that are machmeh, for example, when I spoke to Moshe Shtemach about this, he was machmeh about it, or beruba deruba poskim or mekel over here, and they taina that since the guy behind you is finished, the only reason he hasn't taken 3 steps back is because someone behind him, the ma'aseh you can be mekel, as they pass in the Betzela Chochma, Rabbi Shleim Mezalman, Rabbi Tzin Abashol, Rabbi Ashraf Zatzel, another gedoli poskim. Okay. How about if you're waiting to take 3 steps back? In other words, because there's someone behind you who is davening, and therefore you're waiting to take 3 steps back. What are you allowed to do during that time? So a lot of poskim, the Shabur Batim says you're allowed to say Amen, Amen Yeshmei Rabbah, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, whatever. You're allowed to answer basically to all of those things. A lot of poskim, the Osnid Hussein, you're allowed to even learn Torah. You're allowed to take a Sefer, you know, learn Torah, look at a piece of paper with some Torah in it, whatever it may be. Some poskim only say you have to only daven. You're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, so how can you start learning? And the mind, that's why a lot of poskim say, that's what the Chazanish's psak was, you can only daven. Yeah. Oh, so we'll get to him in a minute. We'll get to him. What happens if he's double extra long, and also depends where he is. We can have some of different coolers together to be maker. We'll speak about that. Yeah. You're still in the middle. You're still asking the Gavaldi Gagashin, Mr. Fletcher, but we'll get to it. Yeah.
Do you even need to take 3 steps back, or do you not? Just
no, you need to take 3 steps back. That's halacha. You need to take 3 steps back. That's halacha. It's a shalom. What's that? That's what we discussed here before, right?
No,
this over there is like, you know. Okay, let's not get into it again. What's that?
When you take 3 steps back, you want to put your toes in.
That's it. Exactly. The amount of each.
Why?
No, it's a din in how many. It's a din in a step. No, it's a din in a step. It's a loch of a step, which we haven't got time to be married in right now, because we've got to finish this loch before we get to those.
This is for a parent. I have questions like tens of thousands of people.
Oh, very good. Again, here he is with the questions. Moedig, upper, bout. Give me 2 minutes. Mom is going to get to all these shoulders. Mom is going to get to this. Let me get invited. Okay. I find this also, I have to tell you, this personally bothers me very much. Is you'll see people at the end of Shemoneh Esra, they're so makbid. They're looking, Mamish, everybody in the whole building has to be finished Shemoneh Esra before the guy goes back. What happens when he started Shemoneh Esra? In other words, you have people, Shachris, Mincha, whatever it is, he was saying everything a bit slower, so he started Shemoneh Esra too late. There he doesn't look. Only when he finishes, he's busy looking. What's the pshat? So the poskim, there's no difference. There's no difference when starting or finishing the mitzvah. If I'm about to start, very shchiach, I'm about to start Shemoneh Esra. And the guy behind me wants to start it already, right? I'm starting late. I look behind me, the guy, also take 3 steps back. Poshut. It's a double poshut, rabbi say. It's a double, but I think it's a double poshut. Let me get invited. Oh. Okay, let's get to Eliyahu's Gevaldige Kasha. From the Gemara, right? From the Gemara, Brachos Chof Zayin, what comes out? Where is Asa? And this is one of the Ikka Nekudas you have to know. Where does the guy behind you have to be standing in order for it to be Asa? So from the Gemara comes out, Poshut, that it's only behind. That means if he's right directly behind you, that's the Issa. Right? And that's the Maisa, how the Shulchan Aruch seems to go with that Mahalach also. How about, what's that?
Mamish.
It's all on the paper. Just got to get to it. What?
But can he just like move it into better, and then he's not directly behind you, and then you're.
I didn't say not directly behind you. He's not there either yet. No. But he's getting one by one. Let's get process of elimination, right? Shulchan Aruch, Gemara, Mashma, only directly behind.
Oh,
100%. But then we can be more makele. See in a minute why. They've got some gavaldik kudos in that. Okay, so in front of us, say Dalad Amos is Osa Gomo. How about, for example, if you're not directly in front of him, you're in front of him to the side, right? In other words, take Danny over there. He's davening Shemoneh Esra, right? He's finished Shemoneh Esra. I'm davening. So you're in front of me, right? That's what in English this is called in front. But you're not directly in front of me. You're to the side. Stodim, what's the halacha? And this is also very negayah. I'm talking about that. I'm only discussing Dalad Amos at the moment. Getting Dalad Amos. Sug the Magen Avraham Mitzasa. Zug the Magen Avraham. What I have to do? I have to basically make a semicircle from here to there and go all the way around Dalad Amos. Because Dalad Amos in front of me is also even to the side. As I pass
back.
We'll get to that in a minute. Walking, taking 3 steps back, sitting, all these halachas are the same thing.
No, but I'm saying if you're not crowded.
I just said we're going to get to that. Mamash, okay, give me a few minutes. I want to get to the halacha. Mamash, give all the gekula. So again, there's the shittas of the Magen Avraham, the Prima Godim, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, but other poskim as well, is the Maisa in front, Dalad Amos is a problem. The Eliyarab and others want to be Mekel, or Chasholchim seems to say this as well, but the Mishter Brewer, the Maisa brings 2 days and he's not Machriya, so it comes out, the Choyer, we've got to be Machme, that if I have someone in front of me, Dalad Amos, or like your case, you look behind you, right, and you're in front of the fellow davening, Dalad Amos, and he's basically even on the side, but he can see you, that's another going to be a problem. How about on the side, Mamish? I'm davening Shemoneh Esra right here, and right next to me, there's a fellow davening Shemoneh Esra. Behind me, there's nobody. But there's a fellow davening Shemoneh Esra. I finished already. Can I take 3 steps back? Or he's next to me. He's not behind me. I'm not in front of him. I'm just next to him. Very good. Zug the Chaya Adam. Zug the Orach HaShulchan. It's water. However, we know that the Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah, V'chulei bring down the Shitas HaZoyer HaKadosh. And the Zoyer HaKadosh says, Al Pi Kabbalah, that Al Pi Zoyer is Asa, even if he's next to you. That means if the guy's mamish next to you, then it's a problem. Mishnah Berurah brings this to Halacha, the Ben Ishchai brings this to Halacha. Mishnah Berurah brings it to Halacha. The Mishnah Berurah brings a Zoya. There's very few times that Mishnah Berurah brings a Zoya. Here he brings a Zoya.
And none of you can ever finish.
Like,
but the Chofetz Chaim,
the Chofetz
Chaim, you can move. We'll say, I'll let
you
in a minute.
You're
going
to finish.
Well,
are we discussing something that happens for 3 hours?
You both can't get on your back.
Exactly. What do you mean?
No, once you finish, you finish. Once you finish,
you think about technically, no one should be sitting back making any move.
What are you meant to be doing during davening?
Well,
walking around, checking out the lake.
Oh. the other guy's going back and forth, the other guy that has, like, his wife's pregnant, he has to go outside and talk to her, like, I don't know, like, all these different...
Yeah,
we should also talk about, like, what is the third, like, when are we mafna, when we, like...
So there's different kulas I want to give to Oilem. If we want to get there, we'll get to kulas,
Okay,
so the Maisa again, Rabbi Zalman said it's Toiv Lahachmeh if he's on the side. Now, I'm not saying Lahalach and the Maisa. If a person, for example, needs, when we explain different colours, he can't be Makel. But if a person needs to, it is a Mokum to be Makel if he's Mamish on the side. Because again, it's only a Chumrah of the Zoya that the police can say that it's Roy, that a person should be Zoya. He should be careful in it. Now, how about behind?
No,
I'm talking about? Again, there's someone davening Shmei Esrei right in front of me. An Amma away from him, right? Like the coastal, whatever you want to say. I'm finished already. Can I take 3 steps back?
Yes.
Nobody mentions this halacha except the Ben Ishchai. The Ben Ishchai wants the Taina, the Heilige Ben Ishchai, that the Feel is Zoya, that even behind, that means Dalit, you know, when come to Zoya, how do you want to do? You take the person in the middle, you take radius, I think radius, English, right? There's circumference, radius, whatever this word, perimeter, I don't remember all these words from like 20 years ago. But you take a 4 amas radius, right? All the way around him, as they don't want to be Machman. I'm not saying you have to be Machman, that because the Mishmaru doesn't bring it out.
He mentioned before, he is not, he won't bring it to him.
Mask him. You've got to ask the Zoya for something like that.
But this is just the
Benishai. That's the Zoya. But mask him, I'm not saying you have to be Machman that. That you can be a maker for sure, 100%. I'm not saying no one's machmir, but it's definitely, you can definitely be maker in that. Mishabur doesn't bring in halacha. That means the Mishabur didn't hold, you should be machmir. Okay. Then, Mamish, a couple more minutes by side. When is it mutter? Right? When is it mutter? Everything we discussed until now, we know who it applies to. We know where he's standing. Let's come up by side with the head tail. This is what everybody's waiting for. When is it mutter to walk in front of somebody that is davening Shmoneh Esrei? Number one, Simcha. If you have a mechitza, right? If you have a mechitza between him and you. So the Mishnah Berurah says, for example, right? In Kofbeis, Sikotin Beis. That's a very unknown halacha, this one. People think, okay, well, let's forget what people think. Now, let's talk what the halacha is. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sikotin Beis that it is a mechitza kavua. Kavua means? Permanent, right? Remember those words of the Mishnah Berurah. If you have a kavua thing in front of you and in front of him, and it's 10 by 4 tefachim, which is not that big, it's a different rishus, but it's still asa. Why? Because he can see
you.
Well, he can see you. Might not come to but then it rishus. At the end of the day, you're being mafsik, you're being mavassal, his kavana. And the Mele Paskin's the Mishnah Berurah, and as open the Ben Ishchai, and other poskim. Now, there are poskim that are makel. B'chai Odom, for example, wants to be makel over here, and he wants to taina. If it's more than Dalad Amos, then for sure there's a mokum to be makel. The Eishel Avon, the Vuchacha says, if it won't move, it's in its place that it won't move. It's kavua there always. You go to some shuls, for example, and the benches are kavua over there. Even though he can do it. What? Gee, you have to wait till the guy behind you, whatever. Maisa, in that key situation, says the Eishel Avon, there's a mokum to be makel, because it's kavua over there. Right? Again, if the guy can see the Mishnah Berurah still holds its asa, let's move on. Oh, Mamish must have finished, because I need to get to Brazil tonight. Rabbi Sai, how about, says the Be'er Locha, come and shayla. The guy's got his talus covering his whole head. Shachris, he can't see. So the Maisa, there's a Be'er Locha, there's a Mokim to be Mekel. But however, Zuk the Be'er Locha, Losh the Be'er Locha, is Reila Achmi. Why? Shkogot the Shechina. He can't see, but Shkogot the Shechina. Who are then Zuk the Poiskim? It's the same thing. And his eyes are closed. He's Damish Meres. He can't see a single thing that's going on over there. He's Damish Meres. He's Kedar Goy. The Maisa, he can't see anything Zuk the Poiskim. But you've got to be Machmeh. Because at the end of the day, he can't see. But Rav Zalman says, in this situation, sometimes there's a mockum to be Mekel. If a guy's got a talus covering his head, or a guy's closing his eyes, and for whatever reason you need to get out there, there's Vadi a mockum to be Mekel in that situation.
But what are we considering more of a
both reasons are true.
Because we take both. No matter what, it's always going to be there.
That's
no
right.
That's
right. 100%. And a Hanami. But since I've only got one reason, which is the reason of his kavana, then there's a more mockum to the maker because I only have one reason not to.
So his kavana basically comes first, and then the shchina is secondary. So to speak. Because
but his kavana is to the shchina. We won't be able to him to daven to the Rebbeinu Shelolam.
But then you're like, what's that guy?
Again, because his mekayim is to be maker, like we said, there's different reasons why he can't see you, or any different rishus and whatever.
What's that?
He doesn't
bother his kavana.
Yeah, what's the
problem?
He doesn't care.
Yeah, doesn't bother.
It doesn't make anything. You've got the shchina problem. Okay, let me get later. Oh no, 2 more minutes. Somebody say 2 more minutes. This is the big heter. How about if he's not in his place? He's not in a place that's in a shul that's meant to be stood on. He's in the alleyway. He's in the chabais. You're walking in the base medrash, and you go, the guy's standing right by the door. Happens all the time, right? The guy always stands right by the door. Now, he's not standing on a place over there. So some priests can want to say, the Loshon of Reb Chaim Kanievsky I have over here is, it's a maisa avlo. It's a terrible thing to do. But a person to stand in a place that people going in and out, you're causing people to do aveiros. So the maisa, priests can hold that just because he's in the wrong place, doesn't mean that I have a right to be over on the locha. He's doing something wrong, Peseda. But I have to go right and do wrong, but make it right. But Mela, there's a mochim to be machme. Oba, and that's the maisa of Chaim Kanievsky, which is
like
Mazalman. Pick him up! Take him out! You're saying, right?
Shlomo Zalman
has that shayla.
You're
absolutely right. People have to be very careful not to do this. Like, to position yourself in a place where you know people are not going to be. Shlomo Zalman has a similar shayla by sukkahs. If you walk into the sukkah, then again in yeshiva, you walk into the sukkah by night and it's full. There's no space. Shlomo Zalman, I heard this from his son, Rabbi Zul Orbach. Very simple. You pick up a sleeping guy and take him out. He's sleeping. When he's sleeping, he's put him in the mitzvahs. So then, take him out the sukkah. I can go inside. Ah! Come out of the
sukkah.
Say that. Let's get out of it right now. However, Rabbi Sai, there are poskim that are makel and they hold. If a fellow is standing in a place that's not meant to be stood on for davening, in an alleyway, or the kaisel, right away, he's just all over the place, right? So there's badai, a mokoim, to be makel in that situation. Because again, he's not standing in the correct place for davening, that lemaisa. It's bad they're mocking to be makel, though it's not some passing that way, others passing that way. There's a mocking to be makel. Mamish, 2 more minutes and we're finished. Others money to be makel. Nesias kapayim, a kohen. Is a kohen allowed to be walking in front of, to be over the fnei mispalel? So a lot of poskim want to say, about it's mutter, so a person who's going to mizalm on the shevet alevi, that a bad that a kohen that's going to duchon is allowed to walk in front of anybody, davening shmoyne esra. It's a mitzvah to rabbin, we haven't got time to be marich, why? And you just get a kasha. How about to wash hands for Natilis Hidayim? So again, a lot of Rabbi Yashar, for example, is machme in it and holds, I'm sorry, is makel in it. Rabbi Yashar holds, even to wash your hands before duchening is more to be over in a vehem is palel. Rabbi Tzin Abashon and others want to be machme over that. How about a levy? No, not stam. How about a levy? How about a levy that's going to wash the kohen's hand? Yes. In that situation, a lot of persons with the shevet halevi or meikel, a kohen that wants to go to a levy. I'm sorry, that wants to go to wash a kohen's hands. Look, shevet halevi. There's a bada a mocker to be meikel. Of Hank and Eski wanted to be a little bit machmir there. We're going to finish. How about to go to the bathroom? Very negayah in middle of the evening. You possibly need the bathroom. So about the shaktsu we know is an issur min ha-Torah, and the meikel 100% it's mutter if a person needs the bathroom badly to go to the over the levi's. Balas zay pachim shloim adam and orba. Again? Theoretically, but it's a mitzvah you need to do now. No, a mitzvah I could do later. Let me get back to it. Show it's filler. Very nice. What am I saying? How are you going to go into the shul and daven ma'ariv? If there's a guy standing by the door, so the priest can be machanami. If it's a tzorich mitzvah, so, but Rav Tzina B'Shul wants to be maker, but a lot of priests can be machanami over here. I can't do Issurim in order to daven in the minion. If I'm doing an Issa, in other words, can I be over in any Issurim that I want just because I need to go get daven with the minion? About it? Not. Umeinu zukta poiskim, that avadu, it's a problem. A person has to be careful. You have to know where to stand. You stand outside, you stand much away from this fellow. We're dealing with Issurim over here. We're not dealing with. What's that?
With the Gila and everything. You could already make
We'll finish Ramesh now. Chaz in the play, Chazar Sashat, a lot of priests can want to be Mako in that situation. And the last Shaila Rabbi Say also bothers me a lot, Rabbi Say, it's kedai to know this one. If a person knows he davens a long Shmoyne Esra, let's say he comes to Rosh Hashanah, and he's going to get an article, and he's going to mamash every word quietly, and he knows he davens a long Shmoyne Esra, or you mechoyev to daven in a place that nobody's going to be disturbed by your davening Shmoyne Esra, he won't be able to go back. I want to tell the Olam the Loshon of Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, one of the Gedolei Poskim from Bnei Brak, who says like this: this person that does this is over on Lifnei Iver, number one, because other people could do it soon, and number two, he's a choite umachte as a rabbin. It's a tremendous zach. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky said, you're not mechoyev to daven somewhere else, but it's definitely a chesed to do so. Rabbi Yisai, these are what we're doing over here, dealing with Issurim Mamish. However, again, like we said, there's definitely sometimes a mokum that a person can be maker, like we said, that with Machmeh, there's only certain chumras, there's only certain chumras, for example, that we said that a person should take on, that Dafki has to take on the one next to him. I always say, very positive, if you're going to start getting upset with the guy next to you, because he's done Mishmeres a bit longer than you, and you're chalishing to go get that safer off the shelf, right, obviously, and you're going to get upset by the guy next to you, because he's done Mishmeres, it's a vada mokra to be a maker, but not a mechaveira, for sure there's a mokra to be a maker in that situation. Rabbi Yisrael, anybody that...